Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Goldar and Dirma Zechus Chulin Daf Mem Gimel, the third parak El Treifus. The Zichu Zechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, Nikap Hakurkavan Vekisha Lokayim. If the outer muscle of a bird's gizzard was punctured, but the inner pouch is intact, it's not a treifa. Rav Nachman said the reverse is also true, and it's only a treifa if both are punctured. Regarding the veshet, the esophagus, Rabba said that it has two layers. The outer layer is red and the inner layer is white. If only one layer is punctured, it's not a treifa. The Gemara asks, Nikbushnem zeshlo kenegazemo. If both layers were punctured but the holes are not aligned with each other, what is the halacha? Rav Papa is quoted as saying that regarding a veshet, it is kosher, but regarding a kurkavan, it's a treifa. Rav Ashi objected that the opposite is logical. Veshet da'achubo ufayabe, the esophagus with which the animal eats and cries out, constantly expands and contracts. So zimnin de mahadzin bahadi adade, sometimes the holes will line up with each other, and it should be a treifa. In contrast, kurkavan de menach nayak de kai, the gizzard, which stays at rest, will remain as is, and the holes will not become aligned, so it should be kosher. Some quote Rav Papa ruling this way. Point number two, Ula said, Yashavu kotz paveshet. If a thorn became stuck in the animal's esophagus, in choshishin shema hivri, we're not concerned that perhaps it was punctured by the thorn and then healed. Since we do not see any puncture marks on the veshet's outer layer, we're not concerned that the outer layer was punctured and a scab formed over that hole, which would be a treifa, because Rabba said earlier that a scab which forms on a wound of the veshet isn't effective. One of the rabbis seated before Rav Kahana quoted Ula's statement as nimseis, a thorn was found in the veshet without being lodged in. But if it was actually lodged in the veshet, we are concerned that it punctured the outer layer and it's a treifa. Rav Kahana told his talmidim, don't listen to him. Ula's ruling was about Yashav, where it was lodged. But if a thorn was merely found in the veshet, it was not necessary for Ula to permit it because all the animals of the meadows and forests eat thorns and are not harmed by them. And point number three, regarding the turbots of veshet, the white part of the esophagus, Rav said, b'mashu, even a minimal hole in it makes the animal a treifa. But Shmuel said, b'rubo, with its majority, meaning if most of its circumference is cut. The Gemara explains that Rav considers the turbots to be a valid place for shechting the veshet, so a minimal hole renders the animal a treifa like the rest of the veshet, whereas Shmuel holds the turbots is beyond the area for shechita. Three opinions are given as the turbots' location. The first is koshechosuchu marchiv, wherever one cuts the veshet and the severed pipe widens because of its stiffness is the turbots, but below that, which remains in place when cut because it's softer, is the veshet itself. The second opinion is this latter area is the turbots, and the place below that, which contracts when cut because it's even softer, is the veshet. And finally, the third opinion is it's the mavlata, where the animal swallows. Rav ruled that a shechita which began the turbots and ended in the veshet was invalid, passing like Rav that even a minimal hole in the turbots makes a treifa, and like Shmuel that the turbots is outside the shechita area. These factors appear incompatible, and the next daf will conclude that Rav agrees the turbots is not a valid place for shechita. So once again, the 3 points are number one, Rav Yochanan said, Nikav akurkavan v'kishul akayim, if the outer muscle of a bird's gizzard was punctured but the inner pouch is intact, it's not a treifa. Rav Nachman said the reverse is also true, and it's only a treifa if both are punctured. Regarding the veshet, the esophagus, Rabba said that it has two layers. The outer layer is red, and the inner layer is white. If only one layer is punctured, it's not a treifa. The Gemara asks, Nikbushnem zeshlo kenegazemo. If both layers were punctured, but the holes are not aligned with each other, what is the halacha? Rav Papa is quoted as saying that regarding a veshet, it is kosher, but regarding a kurkavan, it's a treifa. Rav Ashi objected that the opposite is logical. Veshet da'achubo ufayabe, the esophagus with which the animal eats and cries out, constantly expands and contracts. So zimnin de mahadzin bahadi adade, sometimes the holes will line up with each other, and it should be a treifa. In contrast, kurkavan de menach nayak de kai, the gizzard, which stays at rest, will remain as is, and the holes will not become aligned, so it should be kosher. Some quote Rav Papa ruling this way. Point number two, Ula said, Yashavu kotz paveshet. If a thorn became stuck in the animal's esophagus, in choshishin shema hivri, we're not concerned that perhaps it was punctured by the thorn and then healed. Since we do not see any puncture marks on the veshet's outer layer, we're not concerned that the outer layer was punctured and a scab formed over that hole, which would be a treifa, because Rabba said earlier that a scab which forms on a wound of the veshet isn't effective. One of the rabbis seated before Rav Kahana quoted Ula's statement as nimseis, a thorn was found in the veshet without being lodged in. But if it was actually lodged in the veshet, we are concerned that it punctured the outer layer and it's a treifa. Rav Kahana told his Talmidim, "Lo tetzitzule, don't listen to him." Ul's ruling was about Yosheb, where it was lodged. But if a thorn was merely found in the veshet, it was not necessary for Ul to permit it, because all the animals of the meadows and forests eat thorns and are not harmed by them. And point number three, regarding the turbots of veshet, the white part of the esophagus, Rav said, "B'mashu, even a minimal hole in it makes the animal a trefa." But Shmuel said, "Berubo, with its majority," meaning if most of its circumference is cut. The Gemara explains that Rav considers the turbots to be a valid place for shechting the veshet, so a minimal hole renders the animal a trefa like the rest of the veshet, whereas Shmuel holds the turbots is beyond the area for shechita. Three opinions are given as the turbots' location. The first is kosher chosuchu marchiv, where everyone cuts the veshet and the severed pipe widens because of its stiffness, is the turbots. But below that, which remains in place when cut because it's softer, is the veshet itself. The second opinion is this latter area is the turbots, and the place below that, which contracts when cut because it's even softer, is the veshet. And finally, the third opinion is it's the mavlata, where the animal swallows. Rav ruled that a shechita which began the turbots and ended in the veshet was invalid, passing like Rav that even a minimal hole in the turbots makes a trefa, and like Shmuel that the turbots is outside the shechita area. These factors appear incompatible, and the next stop will conclude that Rav agrees the turbots is not a valid place for shechita. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Gimel. Our standard Siman is a magazine. So here goes. The Elul Trefus magazine special edition had a fold-out veshet with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, and came with a thorn stuck in it to demonstrate that one need not be concerned that there was a wound there that healed. Next to the full color feature on the location and halacha of the turbats haveshet. Once again, it's a motion. The Elul Trefus magazine. That must be run Duff Mem Gimel. The Elul Trefus magazine special edition had a fold-out veshet with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is if two holes in the inner and outer layers of the kurkavan or veshet are not aligned. So the Elul Trefus magazine special edition had a fold-out veshet with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, and came with a thorn stuck in it to demonstrate that one need not be concerned that there was a wound there that healed, which reminds us, Ula said, Yashavu kotz baveshet, if a thorn became stuck in the animal's esophagus, and choshishin shema hivri, we're not concerned that perhaps it was punctured by the thorn and then healed. Since we do not see any puncture marks on the veshet's outer layer, we're not concerned that the outer layer was punctured and a scab formed over the hole, which could be a trefa, because Rabba said earlier that a scab which forms on a wound of the veshet is ineffective. So the Elul Trefus magazine special edition had a fold-out veshet with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, and came with a thorn stuck in it to demonstrate that one need not be concerned that there was a wound there that healed. Next to the full color feature on the location and halacha of the turbots of veshet, which reminds us, regarding the turbots of veshet, the wide part of the esophagus, Rav said, "B'mashu, even a minimal hole in it makes the animal a trefa," but Shmuel said, "Berubo, with its majority," meaning if most of its circumference is cut. The Gemara explains that Rav considers the turbots to be a valid place for shechting the veshet, so a minimal hole renders the animal a trefa like the rest of the veshet, whereas Shmuel holds the turbots is beyond the area for shechita. Three opinions are given as to the turbots' location. So once again, the Elul Trefus magazine special edition had a fold-out veshet with a hole in both the inner and outer layers that could be lined up to reach the same spot, and came with a thorn stuck in it to demonstrate that one need not be concerned that there was a wound there that healed, next to the full-color feature on the location and halacha of the turbats haveshet. All right, so now it's time for four ba'abach hazara. Daf Lamites. So the Siman Daf Lamites is letters, and we often use a mailman in the Siman. So here goes. The mailman who uses letter, mailman. That must be on Daf Lamites. The mailman who uses letter opener to shecht an animal while thinking that he would do zrika in front of a avodah zorah on his mail route, which reminds us, Amram discussed if one shechts an animal with intent, lizrok damo levodas kochavim, to throw its blood for avodah zorah, or to burn its fats for avodah zorah. Rabbi Yochanan says the animal is asubah hanah as an idolatrous sacrifice because mechashvim avodah levodah. One is able to have intent from one avodah to another avodah for avodah zorah by deriving chutz mibifnim, outside sacrifices referring to idolatry, from inside sacrifices referring to kabbonis inside the Mikdash, where a carbon shechted with the intent to perform Zerika the next day immediately becomes Pigel. Rish Lakish said the animal is permitted because he holds Ein Machashim Avodah Lavodah and does not derive Chutz from Pnim. So the mailman, he uses letter opener to shack an animal while thinking that he would do Zrika in front of Avodah Zorah on his mail route. And the mailman, he uses letter opener to shack an animal and afterwards declared his intent to do Zrika in front of Avodah Zorah, which reminds us, a brisa teaches regarding one who shacked an animal, and afterwards he declared he intended to perform Zrika on his blood or burn fats for Avodah Zorah. Such an incident occurred in Kisri, and they didn't rule on the animal whether a permit or a prohibition. The question is whether his later idolatrous intent indicates that the original shechita was also for Avodah Zorah. So the mailman uses letter opener to shecht an animal while thinking that he would do Zrika in front of the Avodah Zorah on his mail route. And the mailman uses letter opener to shecht an animal and afterwards declared his intent to do Zrika in front of Avodah Zorah. Watch as their colleague delivered a letter gifting all of his friend's possessions through a third party to someone who waited a bit, then yelled that he doesn't accept it. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchus about one who later protests against receiving a gift. The malchus is where one transferred it to him through another person who acquired it on his behalf, and the recipient was initially silent and later protested. The Tana Kama holds his initial silence proves he wanted it. Mishnah Gamliel holds, Chochia Sofo Ot Chilaso. His eventual protest proves the intent of his initial silence. He never wanted it and was initially silent because he reasoned, as long as it didn't come into my hands, why should I protest? Daf Mem. So the simon Daf Mem is mime water, and we use a pool for the simon. A pool. So here goes. At the mountain pool. Pool. That must be one Daf Mem. Mayim. At the mountain pool where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain, l'shem harim, puzzling the shechita but not making the animal, zivchei meisim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechts l'shem harim, for the sake of mountains, meaning worshipping the mountains, or for the sake of hills, seas, rivers, or deserts, the shechita is invalid. This implies that the shechita is merely pasula, it's invalid, but not zivchei meisim, it's not sacrifices of the dead, aser bahana is an idolatrous sacrifice. Abai explains that he shechted l'har for the sake of the mountain itself, which is a fixed entity and cannot become an object of idolatry. So sacrifices to it are not considered idolatrous sacrifices, although the worshipper incurs the death penalty. So at the mountain pool where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain, l'shem harim, passing the shechita but not making the animal, zivchei meisim, and another man shechted even less than half a simon of a friend's sheep lying in front of an idol, prohibiting it completely, which reminds us, Rav Huna says that if someone else's animal is lying in front of an idol, kevin sheshakal bat simon echad, as soon as one cuts one pipe for Avodah Zorah, he prohibits the animal any hana as an idolatrous sacrifice. Although designating live animals for idolatrous sacrifices does not prohibit them, performing a physical act of idolatry does. So at the mountain pool where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain l'shem harim, puzzling the shechita but not making the animal, zivchei meisim, and another man shechted even less than a half a simon of a friend's sheep lying in front of an idol, prohibiting it completely. Children tried to dive over the inflatable toy shaped like a man shechting a chataza over on Shabbos, b'chutz, for the sake of Avodah Zorah to win 3 chatos medals, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that if one shechs a chataza on Shabbos b'chutz, outside the Mikdash, for the sake of Avodah Zorah, he's chayiv for 3 chatos for these 3 transgressions. Marzutra explains that the Brisa's case is sheyachatzi kanapagum, where half the trachea of the chataza oaf was already severed, and he added the slightest cut, thus completing the shechita, whereby all of them, the shechita on Shabbos, the shechita b'chutz, and the shechita for Avodah Zorah, occurred simultaneously. Daf Mem Aleph. So the simon Daf Mem Aleph is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, grandma. That must mean we're on Daf Mem Aleph. The grandma who's anointed her grandson, who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht a sheep for Avodah Zorah, which reminds us of Rav Nachum, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzhak, who say one does not prohibit someone else's animal by shechting it for Avodah Zorah, explain that although Tanaim here say an idolater prohibits a Jew's wine through Nisuch, that's only true for a Gentile, but regarding a Jew, Letzu'uri kamechavin, he intends only to torment his fellow by deceiving him to think that his animal is becoming prohibited, but does not actually intend to shecht it for idolatry. So the grandma who's annoyed at her grandson who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht his sheep for Avodah Zorah and was relieved that at least he kept the chatzar clean by shechting near the pit, which reminds us, we learn that one who wants to keep his yard clean when he shechts, osam makam chutz l'guma, he should make an area outside the pit and shecht over it and the blood will drip down to the pit. But he may not do so in the marketplace, which appears to be following the Tzedukim's practices, since the shuk's cleanliness is not his concern. So the grandma who's annoyed at her grandson who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht his sheep for Avodah Zorah and was relieved that at least he kept the chutzah clean by shechting near the pit was dismayed when her other grandson shechted her last sheep for a carbon that is neither of a nida, making it aser min derabanan, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes, ze hakol, this is the rule, kol davar shenidav anidav, any carbon which can be vowed or donated, hashoch lishmo aser, if one shechs for that carbon's sake, it's forbidden to eat, but if one shechs for the sake of a carbon which cannot be brought voluntarily, the shechita is valid. Daf mem beis, so the siman daf mem beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster boss, that must be more on daf mem beis. The mobster boss, who is an expert treifa maker, which reminds us, the third parak begins, Eil treifas bebehemoth. These are treifa in animals. The Mishnah enumerates 18 different defects which prohibit an animal in consumption. So the mobster boss, who is an expert treifa maker, who told his favorite thug that no treifa should live past the year, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes, that hakol, this is the rule, kol she'en kamoa chaya treifa, any animal the likes of which cannot live because of its defect is a treifa. This implies that no treifa can live for more than a year, and this is alluded to in the pasuk, v'zosa chaya shir tochu, and this is the animal that you may eat, teaching chaya echol, an animal which cannot live you may eat, she'en chaya lo sechu, an animal which cannot live, meaning a treifa, you may not eat. The Gemara brings an opinion that a treifa can live longer than a year, along with its sores. So the mobster boss, who was an expert treifa maker, who told his favorite thug that no treifa should live past the year, was called Bas Gar and loved saying over the Shav Shmaisa, which reminds us, the Gemara objects that there are more treifas than the 18 listed in our Mishnah, 4 referred to with the acronym Bas Gar, and 7 more known as Shav Shmaitasa, the 7 teachings. It then proceeds to explain how all these additional cases are accounted for in the 18 treifos. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have a machlokes regarding what the din is if one later protests against receiving a gift? That's on daf Lamatess. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss what the din is when two holes are not aligned in the kurkaban or vesha? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss atzarid shel menachos, a dry part of a mincha that touches tumah, whether we count it as a Rishon or Sheni for Tumah based on Chibas HaKodesh, that's on Daf Amad Vav. Good. Number 4. Which Daf do you discuss what the din is if a coats, a thorn became stuck in the animal's esophagus? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which Daf do we have a Makokas of dumb which was wiped away before Shechita was completed is Makshir? That's on Daf Amad Vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf brings the Mishnah with a list of 18 treifas of a behemah? That's on daf Mem Beis. Good. Number 7. Which daf do makokas if machashvin ma'avoda la'avoda? That's on daf Lamatas. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you mean that Yechezkel refrain from certain permitted foods? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf brings a malchokas if a treifa can live more than a year? That's on daf Mem Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss the status of holes in the turbots of Veshet, and we have 3 opinions as to its location? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.